This episode is brought to you by Happy Mammoth. Ladies, you know, it's time of the month, a specific time that comes every single month for us where things get a little tricky. The cravings get serious, specifically for stuff we don't need, like ice cream and chocolate and all of those feel-good things. You may get irritable like me. I'll be ready to bite everybody's head off. Or you may be in a phase of life where you are going through perimenopause or going through menopause and you're dealing with all of the symptoms that come from that. I want to tell you about Happy Mammoth, which is the company that created Hormone Harmony. They are dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold. And the biggest benefit, feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. And there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BLESSED at checkout. That's happy, MAMMOTH.com, and just use code BLESSED at checkout. This episode is brought to you by Delta Airlines. I'm getting ready to travel actually in a few days, going to Atlanta for a speaking engagement. And of course, when I booked my flight, I booked it on Delta Airlines. I am a complete homebody. So when I travel, I want my flying experience to be as comfortable as I am at home. And I love that Delta provide that. They have these curated travel experiences just for you. I love even their sustainable alternatives that they have for their in-flight dining, like plant-based dishes, especially as a plant-based eater. They have bamboo cutlery, organic, gluten-free, and nutrient-packed snacks. Literally everything that I need to be my best self in the air. They also have more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment and premium food options and beverages like herbal teas, cold brew, sparkling wine, and more. So just like when I'm at home, I get something good to eat and watch something on TV, I can do the same exact thing in the air. Delta Airlines believes that you should feel at home, even if you're 30,000 feet above it. Learn more at Delta.com. You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way.
Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. My name is Tatum Tamia. I'm the host of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast and the CEO of Anchor Media. In today's video, we're going to be talking about five habits of highly successful women. Now, the first habit I want you to embody is filling your body with premium fuel. So prioritizing your health. We cannot go out here and do these amazing missions, callings, businesses, and doing that while also building our families and all of these things without filling our bodies with the premium fuel that we need in order to execute these things well. So you guys know I became a vegan last year. So actually, we're coming up close on a year of no meat, no dairy, but I do eat seafood. And even now I've cut back on seafood a little bit, certain things. So I cut back on shrimp and shellfish a little bit more because I'm pretty high in cholesterol, but I still eat seafood. I can't give it all away. I'm from Maryland. I gotta eat my crabs. So, but changing my diet, I noticed just how that shifted so much in my day to day. My sinuses started clearing up. So I wasn't having like as many migraines or tension headaches or sinus headaches as I was having before. My mood was a lot better. I had more energy because I'm eating more fruits and vegetables and nuts and berries and beans and lentils and all of these different healthy whole food choices, I was noticing was impacting in a positive way how I was able to go about my day to day. Even with coffee, I usually drink maybe 1 to 2, no more than 2 cups a day, but I needed a lot less coffee because I was eating better. I was making sure I was getting to bed on time. So I was rested and again, filling my body with premium fuel so that I can be able to do the things that I'm called to do well and with clear mind and a healthy body. So you have to make sure you prioritize your body and your health, and not just your physical health, but your mental health. This year, I also went back to therapy and I love it because it's my time where I'm focusing on me, making sure that I'm good, making sure that I'm addressing anything that may be going on with myself, checking my own anxieties or things that may stress me out, and talking it through with a professional. So just make sure that it is a priority for you. You, your body, your health, your mental health, your physical health, your emotional health is a priority to you, and put the things in place to make sure that's not a priority in what you're saying, but it's actually a priority in how you live your life on a day-to-day. And of course, I'm going to throw this in here. Another habit of highly successful women is being uncompromising, having the audacity to do everything that God has called you to do, not letting people talk you out of it, not letting people cast their fears onto you, but just saying, you know what? God has given me one life. He knew me before He formed me in my mother's womb. So I'm finna live that out. Simple as that. I don't care what anybody has to say about it. I don't care what my friends, family, whoever say it, but I'm not settling. And just having that audacity, that boldness, that attitude is so necessary because you're going to have to go and face adversity, right? Adversity is a part of this walk. There's no way that we're going to avoid it. But the way that you overcome it is being settled in your way of thinking that I am not going for less than what God says is mine. Period. I'm not going to let my fear, my insecurity, my past, or anything deter me from that. So just having that audacity, that boldness, like I said, and not being compromising is an important habit to have. And of course, speaking of uncompromising, my pre-order for my book, She's Uncompromising, is available right now. And you can go to tatumtamia.com/book to get that. The third thing is eliminate guilt. And this goes back to being uncompromising. I know when I first was making the decision to bring a nanny on for my family, I dealt with a lot of mom guilt, where a lot of people were saying, oh, I raised all of these kids and I didn't have a nanny. You gonna let somebody else raise your children? And all of these different things, because everybody had this preconceived notion of what a nanny is. But when I look at the reality of it, I'm like, but when people send their kids to daycare, their kids are at daycare from like 7 a.m. because they got to go to work to 5, 6 p.m. because they can't get their child until they're off work. So not only am I allowing my child to be in his environment by being at home, he's spending less time with somebody else because she doesn't come until 8:30 to 4:30. So, and then most of the time, my husband and I, we work from home. So he's around us. For as much as my son is concerned, she's just an extension of the family. He's not being left with someone to be raised by someone else. His parents, and even around, you know, are having help in the home, we still have boundaries, right? So nobody gives our son a bath but us. I think my mom is the only person I let give my son a bath outside of me and my husband. But when he wakes up, he sees me or he sees my husband. When he goes to bed, we put him to bed. When who makes his dinner and all of that, we do. And so even having this help in our home, something I felt so guilty about, feeling like I was a terrible mother because I had to bring in help, or I wanted to bring in help this way, is actually worked out to be so much better than if I was to send my son somewhere else throughout the day. So mom guilt would have really kept me from a very pivotal and integral part of the way our household functions if I would have just listened to other people and allowed that to affect me. So I am team eliminate guilt, do what you got to do for your family, and don't trip off what nobody has to say but the Lord. Okay? You see my neck rolling because I feel like that goes with being uncompromising and not having guilt. You got to have a little attitude with it.
This episode is brought to you by Rosetta Stone. I've been telling you guys that I'm planning a trip for my husband's milestone birthday that he has coming up. And as we choose which location we actually want to go to, I'm actually
thinking a lot about learning a new language once we narrow it down. Because when I get there, I want to throw myself into the culture, into the language. And a part of that is learning exactly the language that they speak ahead of me getting there, right? Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning platform available on desktop or as an app, and that it truly immerses you in the language that you want to learn. I'm most excited about the track record of Rosetta Stone because, I mean, they've been trusted experts for 30 years. Millions of users in 25 languages offered. I mean, Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish. They have fast language acquisition. So Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways. So no English translations. So you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. They have an intuitive process so that you pick up language naturally, first with words, then with phrases, and then sentences. And overall, it's designed for long-term retention. They have speech recognition, so a built-in true accent feature that gives you feedback on your pronunciation. So it's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's convenient. So again, those desktop and app options with audio companion and ability to download lessons offline. And best of all, amazing value. Lifetime membership has all 25 languages for any and all trips and language needs in life. That's lifetime access to 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off, a steal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today today. This episode is brought to you by NetSuite. I've been in business long enough to truly know and understand that it's not just about how much your business makes, but it's about how much your business keeps. Here's some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required. It's accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency. Y'all know we love efficiency over here, by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but everything is expensive, from personal stuff to business. It is so important that we find ways to cut costs and boost performance at the same time. Again, it's not just about how much we make, but how much are we keeping? Now through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/blessed. netsuite.com/blessed. netsuite.com/blessed.
Number four, invest in yourself. So whether that's invested in help for your home, whether that's invested in your business so you can get the knowledge that you need to be able to increase your profits, whatever it may be, invest in yourself. Don't be afraid to take that risk financially to get that return. Sowing and reaping is a biblical principle. So make sure that you are investing, that you are sowing, and not just investing to get a return, but you're also giving. Be a giver, be an investor. These things are going to contribute to your overall success. And even with that, be a good steward over your finances, right? I really have a bad taste in my mouth for like social media. I just don't like it. And it's just everybody speaks the same. Everybody wears the same thing. It's just like this culture of internet that just makes my stomach hurt. And so a big part of that culture of the internet, especially in the entrepreneurship world, is you have to drive a certain type of thing. You have to have the bags and all of these different things to show that you're successful. And so much so that leads a lot of people into investing, telling themselves it's investment. That's why I put it in air quotes, to keep up with the Joneses, but you have to be a good steward over your finances. I'm telling you, I will pay for help, more help in my home before I buy a bag. Because that bag is cute, and I like nice things, to be clear, because you will see me with bags. But please believe, that is after everything else is taken care of and I have excess to be able to buy, you know, whatever it is that I want as far as like luxury things go. But make sure that you're a good steward of your finances and you're not being sucked into trying to fit into what anybody else is doing. And lastly, surround yourself with wise counsel. So highly successful women have wise counsel around them. There have been plenty of times where things have come up in business where I'm like, I'll call somebody and be like, hey, what you think about this? Can I run this past you? I don't like this. I want to make sure I'm doing this correctly. Or did I do this right? This is what happened. What is your opinion? Can you hold me accountable? Just having people that I can call and run things past is so important, that are going to be honest with me, who aren't just going to tell me what I want to hear, but they're going to keep it real. And they also know the Lord. So not only are they going to keep it real with me about the situation, but they're also going to be able to hear from God on behalf of the situation. They're also going to be able to pray with me. They'll fast with me, whatever it may be. But having that wise counsel is so, so, so important as well. So if you don't have people around you who know God, who love you, and who want to see you be great, then I suggest that you find those people. We actually have the Society, which is our membership program for those who are Christian and in business and you want to grow with like-minded people. We do a free trial, so you can go to blessedandbossedup.com to learn more about that, where you can find some wise counsel that you can have in your circle, and so that you can become a highly successful woman that's encompassing all of these things that we've discussed. So that's it for this video. Make sure you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so that you don't miss when we post another video, and I'll see you in the next one.